Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Marshall Tucker bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. Joel Barker is our guest. JoelBarker.com is the website. Also, Future Edge. Is that right? No, not Future Edge.
Paradigm is the business of discovering the future.
Yeah, but I mean the other website. The
website is StarThrower.
StarThrower.com. That's the one I couldn't get out. StarThrower.com and JoelBarker.com. Folks, do yourself a favor. You'll thank me later. Go to JoelBarker.com and bookmark that. Go spend some time there. I promise you, you'll get smarter. Joel, in your new film, Innovation at the Verge, is there.
Yes.
At StarThrower.com, as I remember.
Yep.
So check all that out, folks. Okay, we've been talking about, in the last segment, at the end, we were talking about this new development where by modifying our genes, kicking out the FAT10 gene in our bodies, the researchers believe that they can extend human life by maybe 25%, but not only make you live longer, but make you actually become essentially feel younger,
yep.
Right? Is that right?
Yep.
I want to get into the ethics in a minute, but quickly, yep. Remind us how they're going to do this.
They knock out a specific...
How do they do that? How do they knock it out?
Well, you actually build viruses and other things that go in and take them out. So there's a way to do this.
Okay.
That works. Think about this.
Sounds like a chemotherapy. Chemotherapy treatment almost, doesn't it?
It does kind of, but it's a
biotherapy,
right. And it's what we're doing amazing things with genes now. So I mean it's hard to believe how much we can manipulate a gene. But the point is, they've done it with mice. The mice live just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the thing that we have to remember is I will not say we can absolutely extrapolate this to human beings. But what it is that the indicators are very strong that this should work in mammals across the spectrum.
Right. Yeah,
and so what you're getting is
Joel, now this is where humans cross the Rubicon from living our lives as humans and playing God.
Yep.
The ethical issues you could cut with a knife with this.
You have many knives, and there's all the issue about who has access. How do you price it? How long can you get to use it? Is there a differential between male and female? Is there a differential between races?
Mm-hmm.
All of these, you know, in terms of the response to this. Now, I will say physiologically, I believe there's going to be about 5 or 6 different ways we're going to be able to slow down aging or reverse aging.
Mm-hmm.
So it really does come down to this ethical question. How do you handle it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be the most important question in the 21st
century. But look at the demographic issue. Look at the actuarial issue.
Yep.
Look at the societal issue.
Yep.
There's so many. I mean, you could literally fill up a book on the just the implications.
Yep. Well, just think about this. I have a game I call the Immortality Game, which I wrote in 1974, which is about this question. What would you do? And mm-hmm. What's interesting, I just played this with some very smart people, and they said they wouldn't release the pill. And I mm-hmm. said, why not? And they said, because it's unnatural.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and so is the birth control pill, and we mm-hmm. did not release that.
Yep. Yep.
So this is Jim, your instincts are exactly right. This is an ethical, moral, cultural issue that's going to change things like nothing else we've ever talked about on your program.
Well, and it hasn't gotten in the mainstream yet, has it? It hasn't really become part of the debate yet, has it?
Nope. And actually, when I do it with this group that I'm working with in 2 weeks, that will put it into the mainstream.
Hmm. Very interesting. Well, I mean, think about this. Let me ask you a question, Joel. Is this something you would want to do?
Yes. Absolutely.
I'm not sure I do.
Yeah. And see, look, notice how different.
And you know me. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm not retiring. I'm going to work till I die.
Right.
And whenever that is, I'm going to work the day up till they put me in the casket.
Yep.
But I'm not sure I'd want that.
It is, like I say, it's a profound question.
Let me throw another thing out at you real quick. The longer you live, the more likely you are to bury your children.
Unless they're taking it too.
That, I do not want to do that. It's just, that's one thing. Hey, Joel, fascinating stuff. Thank you for bringing it to us. You always make us think. We always get smarter when you join us. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Come back soon. Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, joelbarker.com. I promise you, you've got to check that website out. You'll be glad you did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.